The Crocs. It was clear to all on board that there were two, besides perhaps the crew, who hated being there. These were the crocodiles, such shy and gentle quadrupeds that all believed them newlyweds. Alas, not so, for when MacDonald Duck, to break the ice, began to delve into their facts of life, he quickly learned that they were not a croc and wife. "We met last Tuesday," said the male, whose name was Lash, "on that long-running show, The Mating Game. In case you don't already know, the format goes like so. A female has to choose a mate between three bachelors, and her selection's based upon replies to several questions that she poses to the guys."
"What kind of questions?" asked the duck.
"Oh, good ones," said young Lash, "like, if I came to take her on a date and her dad opened up the door, and when I shook his foot or hand or paw, it fell right off, what would I do?"
"Good question," nodded Sam and wrote it down. "And so your answers won her heart?"
"Not really," blushed Miss Crocodile, "but Lash, you see, appeared to be the only croc among the three. The other two were men, one white, one not."
"Well, call me stupid, call me square. I felt I didn't dare throw in my lot with anyone outside my genus, just in case there was no place to interface between us."
"You ought to be ashamed," said Sam, who saw the headline forming in his brain, "Bigotry on Mating Game, She Spurns Black for One of Own." "So how did you and what's-his-name get way up here?"
"Well, Lash and I had never flown. We thought our prize might be a limo ride to Disney World or some such other happy place. Instead, they hurled us into outer space, all velcroed underneath from snout to tail. We're terrified that should Lash hug me to his heart, we might never pull apart."
The startling image that her fears had wrought gave them all some food for thought.